express yourself.
And good morning. This is Friday Morning Talk Line. This is Joe Moses. I'm solo today. Diane's out. She's not feeling good. Again, Friday Morning Talk Line, where the show is driven by you, the callers. And yes, we'd love to hear what you have to say and what's on your mind. The number's here to give us a call are 543-5985.
You are listening to Talk Line, an open format where the public has the opportunity to voice their points of view. The opinions expressed are not those of Bethel Broadcasting staff, management, or board of directors. And now, here
again,
are your hosts.
This is Joe Moses. Diane's out today. And lines are open, so give us a call. Oh, we do have a couple of callers. Good morning, John. You're on the air.
Morning, Joe. How are you?
I'm doing good.
You're hanging in solo there.
I'm solo today.
Well, you have a good receptionist. She's answering the phone right off the bat.
Good.
Berry picking's already come around. I've been doing for a couple of days now. Boy, their berries are early, seem like, this year. They're usually middle of July, you'd think. But we've been having intervals of rain and sunshine. Boy, the growth of the berries is good for them. Where I went last year, there was hardly any. I went over this year, and boy, patches all over.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah, and then another thing I want to... Last year, when some people were picking berries around Snotty Slough, that's the shortcut between Arthmaltoch and that lake, they were going around and they were going to pick berries, and they seen a brown bear, a male, a sow, and two cubs almost. The male and the sow almost charged them around a bend there. So if you guys go berry picking, if people go berry picking, always be looking out for yourself, you know, looking around. And stop and listen and look. I mean, look hard, because there could be a moose or a bear in the... You might startle them, and the moose will charge you, too.
Yeah.
You know, anything that gets scared will want to protect its babies or whatever. So if you happen to see one, let people know whereabouts you've seen them, so that people can know, you know. And if you're out in the wilderness, I'd carry a shotgun with slugs or something. Just to be on the protective side, protect your family. Because they're, you know, we're humans are out there picking berries, so are the bears. And anything else that subsides on them. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, got to be leery all the time. Anyway, I want to wish everyone a good berry picking season. Please pick up your trash when you're coming home, and don't drink and drive, and enjoy your weekend. Have a safe one. Wear your life jacket. Let people know where you're headed if you're going long distance runs.
You know, there's one thing I noticed. There seems to be more and more trash out there every time I go out.
Well, people, that's why we remind people, please take your trash and leave it as you've seen it.
And look like that trash been there a year or two.
Some of the people, you know, I don't know how they were brought up. But we've been brought up, you know, you and I, we've been brought up clean and try to take care of the land as best as we can.
You remember,
the land will give back to us.
Yeah, you remember back then everybody's mom was everybody's mom?
Yeah.
You couldn't get away with nothing?
No, and everybody's dad was your dad. Everybody watched over each other.
Yeah, it was good. We don't have that anymore.
Yeah, we hardly have that touch anymore.
Hey, what do you think about that shooting in Dallas?
Sound like it was an ambush. Sound like it's hard to explain. They have to go through that investigation.
Yeah.
But that is sad to hear. People are trying to protect the lives of others, and yet people are going out there because of racial issues and going out and shooting people. I don't know if that was related or not, but we're getting too much racism now. We're getting back to the 60s. And it takes two to party.
You know?
It don't take this. You can't label just black people are causing all trouble. No, there's a lot of lawless policemen on there, too. People who, because they have the badge, they think they're the dominant people. Well, they're not. We're all equal. They're just upholding the law. That's what they should do. And as for needless killing, they should find different remedies. Go back to training school, where whatever happened to taser gun? You know, whatever happened to the old-time manual, hold them down. Haze them and cuff them. No police trying to please put your arm this way. Force the damn thing, pull it over.
You heard about the shooting at AC Quick Stop, right?
No, I haven't.
Yeah, it was on the news this morning.
Oh, man. Huh. First time I heard out of you.
Yeah, you might want to... Well, you could go to the website and listen to it.
Yeah, I will. Okay, Joe, I better let you go for other callers.
Okay, good morning. Have a safe weekend.
You too, and wear your life jackets and stuff, too.
Yeah, no kidding.
Okay, see you later.
Bye.
Yes,
bye. Okay, we got Helen. Good morning, Helen.
Hi, Joe, it's Helen. Thank you for taking my call.
You're always welcome to call.
What I don't understand is I always invite relatives to stay, and all they do is rip me off. They'll take my DVDs, all my movies. I don't understand what problem with our relatives, even if they're distant relatives. I don't... It's like saying, yeah, you invited me so I can take all this.
You know what I would do if I were you? This is just a joke, though, but I would collect the deposit as they're coming in.
But that's beside the point. You know what? I don't... I'm so nice, I always let... Okay, you can sleep, and then they take.
Yeah, that was just a joke, Helen. I was trying to help you out.
I wrote a poem.
Oh, go ahead. Sure.
Be good to yourself. When you think you hit bottom, remember you are born for a reason and you make a difference. Do something for someone and it will return to you twicefold. Even when you're at your worst bottom, be good to yourself and don't forget to pamper yourself and get into the Holy Spirit of Jesus Christ, and when you feel good about yourself, you'll give more for others. Forgive yourself, and others will forgive you. Be good to yourself.
Yeah, there you go. That pretty much answers your question.
I know. That's my poem.
That's okay. It's a good poem.
But why? It's like I can't keep saying...
You got to learn to say no for one. You know, I know it's hard, but sometimes you just got to say no.
Quit being good?
Well, I didn't say that. You got to learn to say no. Just no is no. You know, I mean, you could only be good for so long, right?
I don't think I could change from being good, but that...
Well, sometimes you just got to learn to say no.
People,
you know, as hard as it is, you know, sometimes we have no other choice.
Maybe they're having a harder time than us.
Yeah, that's true. Some do.
Because they're not living a good life. Maybe that's what it is.
No, it's hard to say. Well, you know, everybody has... They make choices in what they do, and there's consequences, so you got to remember that.
I wanted to talk about those shootings. You know what? If it was us natives down there, because we're natives here that are prominent and we get shoveled from state troopers and police, they think they can just shovel us around.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's what's happening with the black people. They're being shoveled around because they're prominent.
Yeah, it's possible. You know, you never know until you actually look into it and find out the reason why it happened.
Well, that's what I think, so.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, nah.
You have a good day.
Have a good day. Bye.
Mm-hmm. To all our listeners out there, there's two carnivals going on today and tomorrow. The first one is at Napaskiak. I'm not sure what time it's starting. And then there's another one going on at Quiklik. Is that right? What time is that starting? 1 o'clock? 1 or 2? 12? Okay, thank you. Again, to all you people out there, there's 4th of July going on at Quiklik and one at Napaskiak. All the lines are open. Give us a call. The number is here, 543.
You are listening to Talkline, an open format where the public has the opportunity to voice their points of view. The opinions expressed are not those of Bethel Broadcasting staff, management, or board of directors. And now, here are your hosts.
Good morning. Thanks for taking my call. This is Ray Bourne with U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, Yukon Delta. Appreciate the great work everybody did on salmon conservation this summer. I think we're moving forward really well. Fisheries management has reverted to the state management as of 6 p.m. last night. And mostly that's because most of the Chinook have moved upriver of the refuge, so they're in pretty good shape. And chum are coming in larger numbers than last year, so I think we're doing great on that.
Mm-hmm.
There's been some confusion, though, on when the transfer. The transfer happened at 6 o'clock last night, so it was kind of late. The final coordination really didn't happen until after lunch yesterday. So Alaska Fart and Fish and Game has updated their announcement on the phone line so that will reflect their emergency order. But basically, it's open now.
Okay.
Basically, the main stem is open. The tributaries are still closed. It's still a 6-inch mesh. So that's pretty much what it's been. And I think we're looking really good this year. And again, I appreciate everybody's help in conserving the salmon for our future generations.
Okay. I do have a question for you. Do you know how much escapement we had, and how did it look based upon the openings you had each time?
You know, that's really, we were talking about that yesterday. You know, we talked about our planning number of about 140,000 for planning purposes, and it looks like it's coming in about 143,000.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we're right on target to meet what we talked about preseason with about 100,000 escapement for Chinook and about 40,000. We're not quite there yet for harvest of Chinook, but we'll think there's still some coming up the river, so we think there'll still be, we're right on target. I think that's great.
Okay. And are you guys already preparing for next year?
We were just talking about that. We'll start talking about lessons learned this year and working with the Intertribal Fish Commission and Salmon Management Working Group and start thinking about, you know, next year. Although we're still monitoring. We're still monitoring on the chum and the silvers, and we'll be monitoring coho when they come through just to pay attention to what's going on. You know, it's part of our responsibility as well.
Okay. So working with those two new groups, I mean, well, one of them is a new group, right? But working with them, has that been a benefit for everybody?
In my opinion, I think it's been a great benefit for everybody because they bring in the voices of all the tribes, all 33 tribes up and down the Cusco, and they provide that input. You know, the three in-season committee members are providing the voice and representing the entire river. So we're able to hear the interest of the entire river, but we also can, you know, modify what we're doing based upon those needs and interests.
Mm-hmm.
And then, but we're also able to communicate the science back mm-hmm. to everybody as to what is the science telling us, but then integrate that with the traditional knowledge as to what the elders are telling us. I think it's a great partnership.
Mm-hmm. I don't mean to add to the subject, but anything that's going to, we understand that the ocean is being affected by what happened in Japan with that nuclear power that got broken up when the earthquake happened, and people were worried about the radiation going into the ocean and affecting, you know, all game, not just the fish. Has anybody monitored that or know where we're at with that?
From the refuge perspective here in Alaska, we have not been monitoring, although I know that from an international perspective, that is being tracked by a variety of agencies. NOAA is probably the primary one because of the primary concern in the oceans.
Mm-hmm.
So I know they're doing some joint efforts with the government of Japan on the monitoring of that and tracking of any kind of radiation spread that we may see from that particular incident.
Do they notify an agency like you if there was something occurring out there?
Typically, if it affected refuge lands, yes, they would. I also work on other statewide working groups where NOAA is a participant in that, and we talk about those concerns.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So based upon what has occurred this summer and based upon what you just told us, you guys are already going to plan for next year and work with the same working group, and you think we'll have the same outcome, or is it going to depend on what happened and what occurred this summer?
I think we're going to have a better outcome next year. I think we're, you know, of course, as a new group, any new group forms, you develop the relationships and how we communicate and how we share information. And we're refining our biological evaluation process or assessment process on a regular basis based upon input from the Intertribal Fish Commission, ONC, and other partners we work with this year. So I think we'll even have a better product next year. We'll have this winter to kind of refine that a little bit and figure out the best way forward for next year.
Okay, great. And your number's still the same if anybody had any questions?
It is. 543-3151 is our front number, and you can ask for me or the biologist or the smartest person you can think of that's here.
And that would be you, right?
That's actually Lou Coggins is a smart
guy. Oh, okay. What does he do over there?
He's our supervisory biologist. He is PhD fisheries biologist that kind of is the brains behind this assessment process.
Oh, good. Well, I saw plenty of dry racks that were full, and everybody looked happy and didn't hear as much as complaints as last year, so obviously something's working right.
It's getting better, I would agree.
So, well, you know, I got to give you a thumbs up and keep up the good work, and I'm glad we're able to see all these agencies work together and come up with a solution to this issue where we won't hear all this complaining anymore.
We're doing the best we possibly can, but I think everybody's working together well as a group, and a lot of good partnerships are coming together.
Okay, Ray, I sure appreciate your call, and please continue to call if something does come up and you have something else to talk about other than what just occurred with the United States Fish and Wildlife Service, and I'm glad everything worked out for the better.
Great. Thank you very much for taking my call.
Oh, you're very welcome.
Have a good day.
You too. Raymond, good morning, Raymond.
Hey, morning. Yeah, I want to talk about housing issues here in Bethel, especially with nonprofit ABCP Regional Housing Authority.
Mm-hmm.
According to Susan Billings, she's the ESPIC apartment manager. I was asking about an apartment and inquiring about it, and according to their advertisement, 30% of your gross income for rental.
Mm-hmm.
And then people do not get their benefits on the first of the month, or, some people get Social Security and state benefits and whatever, retirement benefits.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't, not everybody doesn't get them on the first of the month. And according to Susan Bill, and she told me one lady or some people pay 2 months rent in order to live there. And that's why they have a high vacancy rate that I speak about in Lulu. And that's barely enough to buy their essential food, let alone to buy subsistence food or subsistence activities, to go berry picking or even fishing or even to buy berries or even to buy salmon, strips of food,
mm-hmm.
We love. But I find that very discriminating, against disabled people and elders. One lady, she had apartment sale because she couldn't afford to keep up with the rent, having to pay 2 months rent. And she told me this, but quite a while, not too long, a couple of months ago, and she had to move out, because she said, she can't even buy dry fish or even berries. She's unable. She said she couldn't even buy those, but that. This message is directed to the manager and to the board of directors of EVCP Regional Housing Authority. It seemed like when Ron Hoffman was CEO, there was not very many problems, but now he's gone, it seemed like more problems are arising. And I would even probably think that they're losing money up there due to this fact. But anyway, that's where I got the information, is from Susan Billings herself at ISPIC Apartment. She told me myself, you know, I love to eat breakfast and I love to eat berries. And if I move in, you know, I wouldn't even be able to buy berries or even buy dry fish, even essential, you know, but just have barely enough for what, you know, get by. But anyway, yeah, okay. You guys have a great weekend.
You too.
Bye.
Again, the phone number is here, 543.
You are listening to Talkline, an open format where the public has the opportunity to voice their points of view. The opinions expressed are not those of Bethel Broadcasting staff, management, or board of directors. And now, here are your hosts.
Give us a call here. And yes, we'd love to hear what you have to say. You know, I got to say, from my personal experience, the fishing this year was good. You know, we don't have a quota, but, you know, we get enough to, like, you know, just what we need. We didn't get more than what we wanted, but we got enough to satisfy our needs. And thanks to John and his wife, Barb, I appreciate all the help. And, you know, without, you know, doing this as a partner with you, you know, I can't say we did our part. And, you know, the job was great because we finally got them, brought them home and had fresh dry fish and fresh strips and made some fresh agouti and talk about fresh food from the tundra. Again, the numbers here are 543-5985, 543-2756, 1-800-995-8954, and yes, the lines are open. And please give us a call. Again, to all you people out there, Creeklook and the Pasquiak are having their summer festival. I'm not sure what time. I know one of them starting at 12, I think it was. So all you people out there. Okay, we do have a caller. Good morning, you're on the air.
Yeah, can you hear me?
You're on the air.
Yeah, last night we come back from the river.
Uh-huh.
And there was a bunch of shouting over there in the first road. And we didn't think nothing, but we got most of the stuff out of the truck. And my boy went over and he was looking over at that area.
Uh-huh.
So I stopped looking. I was in a higher part. I could just see somebody running really fast. And you see that guy's arm went up, and I couldn't believe it. He was shooting.
Wow.
You know, and you could hear the shots just come right by us, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I was kind of wondering. I tried to call 911. Boy, they didn't even answer.
Wow.
And you know, they said that they had, what, four lines open?
Well, they
on
just
911?
They just installed a new system over there.
Yeah, well, it's not working.
Uh-huh.
And then, I don't know, hours later, somebody was banging on the door. I don't think they opened the door for anybody, you know?
Uh-huh.
It's, you know, they thought it came in and checked. If they have that 911 and you call in like that, they should call that number that, you know, is calling in and reporting this, you know,
mm-hmm.
and see, you know, what was the problem here. And I just kind of know that some young man was running by so fast, you know, he was scared.
Mm-hmm.
And he looked at my daughter and he says, call 911, somebody's shooting. And he kept on running, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And he came from that area where the shots were coming from.
Mm-hmm.
And kids were, you know, still out. My boy was in the, could have been in the line of fire because he kept hearing that, you know, like I said,
the bullets flying
by. Yeah. And did they ever figure out what happened or what?
Yeah, if you listen to the news this morning, they did have a story on it.
Did they get anybody?
Yeah, they did.
Oh, okay.
If you can go to kyk.org and check out the news, there's a story on it, and it was on the news this morning.
And so, one more thing, you know, picking berries, you know?
Uh-huh.
Usually when you get about a gallon or something like that.
Uh-huh.
There's a lot of berries out there.
Yeah.
Blueberries, a lot of salmon berries, you know?
There is.
Yeah.
And where did you go?
Went up there above right before getting the debunked. And it was a lot. I mean, we didn't have to. We went up there two times, you know. The first time we were just checking it out and we ended up getting like 3 gallons, four gallons. And then just yesterday we got a total of about 6 gallons, I think. Same place.
Wow.
And the blueberries were blue, you know, so.
Yeah, there's a lot of blueberries this year. I noticed that. So,
I just wanted to let you know about that thing yesterday. Kind of surprised that, you know, somebody is stupid shooting town, you know.
Yeah, they just recently installed a new 911 system over at the PD department, so I'm not sure what the story is with that. And then I don't know if you saw the Anchorage Daily News, ADN, that GCI was fined by FCC, like $2.4 million or something.
For?
911 calls not going through.
Oh, yeah. You know, I think that was their problem yesterday. They didn't have, nobody would pick up, you know. And right at the time of the shooting, you know.
Yeah, they might have been a whole bunch of 911 calls besides yours, so I could understand why they didn't answer.
So everybody's got cell phones now.
Yeah.
Okay, well, take care and happy picking, huh?
Yeah, you too.
All right, bye.
Okay. Well, there you go. There's somebody's story of what happened and events that occurred yesterday. So, again, the phone lines are open. Give us a call. And, yes, we'd love to hear what you have to say. Again, getting back to the fishing this year, I think everybody, well, like I said, based upon my experience, we did pretty good, and I'm not going to complain. And I'm glad with the efforts of the United States Fish and Wildlife Service, along with the groups out here, worked together and came up with a solution to this problem to help us to harvest our fish. So that was good. And okay, good morning. We have a phone call. Good morning, Alex.
Good morning.
Happy Friday.
Well, I never say happy Friday, but I will say happy Friday to you.
Well, I'll say good Friday to you then.
Well, I would rather say good day.
Okay.
I mean, have a good day instead of saying happy whatever.
Well, it's one day of the week that only comes once a week.
Well, not for everyone.
Yeah, I understand.
It comes every week.
Yep, every week.
And those of us who happen to live to this day are fortunate that our maker make it happen. That's why I say good day to anyone. Anyway, I've got a couple of issues. One of them is, you know, I hear some, you know, it's okay with people that has relatives in the lower 48 or elsewhere, you know, out of the region. But I think because we have limited time in radio talk shows such as this in English, some of us have limited English, like myself and others, and we have limited understanding of formalities and whatnot, you know, that the educated people use to convey information out to the public, listening public or listening audience. And one thing that I wanted to mention is that by saying focusing on local issues, the problems that we face in the region, like for example, last week or early this week, I went on a radio talk show and then I mentioned that some of the English discussions or concerns were supposed to be rather, not supposed to be, but the hosts were asked to interpret that into English, because it's something that the callers were concerned about.
Mm-hmm.
In the English talk shows, it says this.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't hear it.
Okay.
And another thing is that if I am concerned about what's happening in the lower 48, I will be taking a lot of time. You know, there are some places for that.
Mm-hmm.
There's regional meetings, or even village council meetings, and or city council meetings here,
mm-hmm.
and that's time to bring those up. You know, if it's of a concern.
Mm-hmm.
But what we should focus on is local issues. Like this year, I don't think we have too much issues on fishing.
Which is good.
But we do have some issues that I mentioned once. I mentioned it once during the English talk show.
Mm-hmm.
That is people who are being careless out in the field.
Okay.
You know, like drinking and shooting and stuff mm-hmm. like that.
Basically showing no respect to...
Yeah.
Okay.
Unrespectful attitudes.
Yeah.
I would call that.
That's basically what it is.
Yeah. And another thing that I was concerned about this morning is that, you know, yesterday during the UPIC talk show, John Active mentioned that there seems to be a plan for subsistence fishing
mm-hmm.
today.
Mm-hmm.
This morning when I called ADF&G, they were saying that the fishery management is still under federal management. But when I called the refuge manager, he indicated that the subsistence fishing opened last night at 6 p.m. at last-minute decision
mm-hmm.
by the people that were involved, management team.
Mm-hmm.
And just before I called Fish and Game. Now it is in the works. I think the way I put it, they're telling us that, you know, the fishing, subsistence fishing with 6-inch mesh and or smaller mesh gear is now open until further notice.
Mm-hmm.
But I mentioned that there are people like myself who has limited English understanding,
mm-hmm.
English language understanding. Some of the people don't know what confluence means,
mm-hmm.
confluence of a river.
Mm-hmm.
I think if they use basic language, you know, English language, people would understand that more out there.
Mm-hmm.
We do have... other things that we should keep in mind, that is some media that I read one time in the, not in the immediate past, but in the past, that YK Delta region high school graduates are viewed as eighth grade level in understanding rather in understanding English.
Mm-hmm.
I do believe that, but, you know, I know there's bright people like yourself and others.
Well, you're bright for your generation. You know, don't exclude yourself because you come from a different generation. We're all equal. We all have different education levels, but, you know, there's no one's greater than the other, and everybody's expression, like you said, show respect, you know, be grateful for what you have. Don't be rude. You know, I mean, it's common sense.
Yeah. And one quick thing, going back to the discussion you had with John Nick this
mm-hmm.
morning
mm-hmm.
about trash.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's going to be a lot more of that because the liquor store is open. There's a lot more trash that I see, like beer bottles and empty bottles floating in the river and or... out in the front,
yeah,
like in front of why can't see where people park and there should be trash bins around there.
Yeah.
And a note saying that trash should be disposed of properly.
Hey, Alex, can I ask you a favor?
Okay.
Can you translate and you pick regarding the what's going on with the fishing for me real quick?
You mean the opener?
Yes, please.
Thank you. I will try my best.
Okay.
Yeah. Ni tunil rani yuktun taring tuli ni Moses Samkani Mumistit Skatsi Akwa Wata Kumayag Nigluni Fish and Game Fish and Wildlife and Bifkanani Naksul Putmani Nrang Naksarami Nrang Naksarak Bitkugua Atam Fish and Game Manut Susina Takorsa Takumi 6 o'clock Atakumi Kuvayungari Siniluta 6 inch Kwasu Mixhanak. So I hope Kanrenet Gatnun Radio Kunhaskali Kakun Dorton Birchetu could umut Ksauna da Wam Moriskolu da Pinnachtigut. Am Silra Kwakajo.
Yeah. That sounds good. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Am I?
We have Anonymous. Good morning.
Good morning. I'd like to shout out for those heroes that were very brave in pursuing the shooter yesterday from where it happened to where he dropped his bike and where he was found.
Mm-hmm.
And they're very brave, and I wish there was more people like them to get the evilness out of Bethel, especially for those people that carry guns and shoot randomly at people without any care for anything. Thank you very much, Logan. And thank you for those people who pursued the shooter.
So you feel that even our local people have done their part and need to be recognized?
Yes, they do. I think a lot of local people have that heart in them to pursue evilness and to take care of it.
Mm-hmm.
I feel that all those people that have bigotry or what they call it, better than other people.
No regard for others is what you're basically
saying. Yes, no regard for others. Yes, those are kind of the people that should be off the street who are violent. And violence never, ever pays. It just brings heartache.
Mm-hmm.
And thank you very much, Logan. You did a good job.
Okay, thank you. Appreciate your call.
All right.
Again, the number 054.
You are listening to Talkline, an open format where the public has the opportunity to voice their points of view. The opinions expressed are not those of Bethel Broadcasting staff, management, or board of directors. And now, here are your hosts.
Picking berries? Fishing? One of the two, right? It's happening. So, if you're going out, please be safe. Don't drink and drive. And yes, wear your PFDs. I was also told by several people and people that do actually go out boating on a daily basis that they've seen a lot of boats and people that are boating with no life jackets of any kind, of all ages. So it was kind of distraught to hear something like that. They're not wearing their life jackets. They're not wearing their float coats And I've hear people that experienced people out there boating under the influence, so that didn't make the situation any better. So, yeah, if you see something, you got a cell phone with today's technology, call the local authorities if you can give them a description of what you saw and what you heard and what's happening. So I've seen a lot of people talking about it on Facebook, so... Okay, we do have a caller. Good morning, Tim. You're on the air.
Good morning, Joe. How are you?
I'm doing good.
Great. Glad to hear that. I just tuned in, and you indicated that you have hardly anybody out there. They're probably out berry picking.
Berry picking or fishing?
Yeah, either one of the two, but more than likely berry picking. In any case, it was last weekend we went out went out to pick a few berries and get some smoke wood for a smoke, smoking our fish. Then we decided to come down Church Slough from the upper end down to this end, right up here. And we were hugging our right side, which is, you know, when you're going down river, that's the right side, and there are a lot of people that are going up that were hugging the other side. Except one boater that was right in my lane. I turned left, he turned to his right, which would have created a collision. Then I turned to my right, and he turned to his left. We were kind of doing that for a little bit until I turned way, way left, until I got out to the middle of the river and he passed by. But, you know, an ugly thing could have happened there, and I think, I don't know if they were under the influence or not, but they were smiling.
I hope he wasn't waving at you.
I don't know what, whatever happened in that case, but, just want to remind people to please be extra careful out there and do not, drive your boat under the influence and always wear a life jacket.
You know, Tim, I've noticed too myself that a lot of boaters out there are not wearing their life jackets.
Yeah. And in this case, they didn't have their life jackets on either. But, my wife and I always wear our life jackets when we're in the, when we're in the boat, and we encourage everybody to bring a life jacket if they don't have one, to find one in order for them to go with us. And if people were to do that, you know, accidents happen at any time, any given moment. It doesn't matter. You know, you might think it's never going to happen to you, but it could happen.
Yeah. You know, the best program I've seen since we've increased, you know, the outcome of things like that is the Kids Don't Float program. You know, I think that's one of the best things that this community could have done for our youth, to let them understand that, hey, you know, safety comes first.
Yeah, that's an excellent program. And I believe Donald Creek or somebody's the big sponsor of that, and really, really appreciate it on both Yukon-Kuskokwim rivers or any waterways, I think.
Well, you know, it's good to see those kids' life jackets they wear, and sometimes the people that use them forget to bring them back, and we find them on the road, they fell out of the boat, and but, you know, it's, you know, I can't say enough for our youth that, you know, we're making an effort to make them understand that, you know, there's consequences when you don't do what you're supposed to.
Yeah. And we have a lot to be thankful for this year, and for many years, we've been blessed with fish to put on our racks on both Yukon-Kuskokwim rivers. The regulations are starting to lax a little bit.
Well, you know, it's the work of the, you know, the people that are overseeing the fisheries for one, and the people that help to better manage and be able to conserve for, you know, for the present time, and so we could protect our future like they indicated. So, and it's good to see that they're all working together, and that really makes a big difference.
Yeah. Okay, that's about my soapbox this morning.
You don't have anything else to add?
Not really.
Hey, didn't you say they stole from your whitefish net or cut it up last time?
No.
That wasn't you.
Yeah. I mean, it did happen in the past. I've noticed a few fish that were just, the heads were remaining on the net only.
Wow.
But that's in the past. I didn't get a chance to set net this spring.
Oh, you didn't?
No.
Okay.
But I wish everybody a very blessed season in berry picking, and hopefully the silvers come in and good ones.
Yeah, I was just going to ask you about that. Any words on the silvers?
No, I haven't heard anything. I haven't seen anything on the Bethel test fishery either.
Yeah, that's the one fish we look forward to, because that's the one you could actually get abundance of and freeze if you have the room for it.
Yeah. And we jar most of our silver salmon that we get.
Yeah. Well, Tim, I appreciate your comments, and I appreciate your call. And
okay, happy Friday, everybody.
Yeah, you too.
Okay, bye.
Phone number, sure.
You are listening to Talkline, an open format where the public has the opportunity to voice their points of view. The opinions expressed are not those of Bethel Broadcasting staff, management, or board of directors. And now, here are your hosts.
Again, they're having a summer festival at Kuihluk and Napaskiak today. Okay, good morning. We have a phone call. Good morning, Willie. You're on the air.
Hey, good morning there, Joe.
Happy day.
Hey, it is pretty doggone nice day. See, I was just listening to Tim on there, and I'm going, yeah, right on. Troopers made a visit to down here to Quinnahaw. Actually got on the river. First time I can remember ever getting on the river out here.
Oh, yeah?
And they were pulling every boat over in the world, and they did me a major favor because I, being parent of a couple of, well, one teenager now and then another one that went past 20 quite a while ago. Anyway, teenagers always have it all figured out, and it's always an argument. Yes, you got to wear your life preserver. You're not 16. Even then, you have to have one in the boat. And teenager being teenager, yeah, Dad, I can swim this little river, no problem. Well, not if you're knocked out, you know. And so they got pulled over. She was wearing her life preserver. Yep, all right, glad to see all this. Thank you very much. You guys are doing good. And two boats go by, loaded to the max. Tons of little tiny kids, not one single preserver, and the troopers just start writing tickets.
Well, I mean, what is it going to take? You know, we don't have to have an incident where we lose somebody.
Well, that's exactly right, but the whole ordeal is that now that my daughter's seen this is for real, there is a law, and it's there for a really good reason, like to keep you alive.
Mm-hmm.
And no more arguments. She just automatically puts the life preserver on. Every time she even looks at the boat, she knows, just go grab it. Mm-hmm. So I say right on, hats off to the troopers, and everywhere there's a little river somewhere in the state where villages are using it, go enforce the law and try to reinforce this in kids' heads. Seeing this in action is worth a lot, because it's going to prevent some unfortunate accident, hitting sandbar, lobbing a kid out, and caught up in a sweeper, and all the dramatic misery that happens after that, you know. So anyway, that was my comment. Right on to the Alaska State Troopers. Please come and visit us again.
You heard our about our city manager, right?
Well, I heard she's no longer there. That's all I heard.
Uh-huh. What do you think about that?
Well, I didn't think they had management since she's got there.
Really?
Uh-uh.
Okay.
No, that's why your $500,000 backhoe got broke down, left out in the pit. They didn't have the money to bring it back into city shop. The kids went and shot it full of holes. They did the same thing to the D8. There's another $500,000 operation. No money for all of that, but they got money to waste on other projects that have no real bearing in life. To me, I just go, say, c'est la vie, good riddance.
Hey, you see, we've got somebody running against Bob this year.
Well, yeah, but if the Delta wants anything out here to happen, you better have somebody that can work with the Republican legislature down there.
Has that been the case for forever, that the Republicans run the state government here?
Well, the only reason Lyman had power for so long as co-chair of the finance was because they had a coalition when Lyda Green was in there from Wasilla, Senator Green, and they formed a coalition to where the Democrats and the Republicans worked together, and Lyman got a co-chair of the finance. But as soon as Lyda was gone and the Republicans took majority control, that coalition ended. And that's why Lyman had to switch over to where he's working with the Republicans. He's following their agendas. That's why Bob had to do exact same thing. That's why any Democrat that wants anything has to basically go there to bring anything home for their district.
Mm-hmm.
And so for somebody to go down there thinking they're going to go change things around and be total liberal, that's the worst thing that can happen to this Delta. Bob's proved he can work with the Republicans, and that's where if you want money to come to this Delta, you want anything to happen, then you're going to have to vote for Bob. Because the rest of it's just a pie-in-the-eye pipe dream, thinking Zach's going to go down there liberal as he is. Look at all the taxes he's put on us, right in the city. Look at all the money he's wasted keeping a swimming pool open instead of doing something sensible, like maybe opening a road out there through the Polks with the money that the swimming pool has wasted. That'd be a real good ordeal to have a complete loop around town. You know, they're just all kinds of things. You know, what they lose a year, they could put a wind turbine a year up off that swimming pool money. That helps everybody. What? You know, I mean, look at right now, just to come 67 miles by air, $170 one way from Quinnahawk to Bethel. I have to come in first of the week, just do dental work and a bunch of other stuff, but I'm going $340 round trip ticket. Nobody but nobody out here has the money to fly in and support a swimming pool. You know, how are you going to fly your kids at $340?
Hey, I'm just curious. Isn't Dillingham closer to you than Bethel?
I think we're about halfway, but the problem is the planes don't come from the Dillingham way. The only time that planes go down is all of our bypass mail goes back. And so the flights will go down. There will be occasional flights. You can get to Togiak, and then from Togiak, you can jump another plane and go to Dillingham.
So you're halfway between Bethel and Dillingham is what you're saying?
Yeah, more or less. I think Dillingham's a little... I'm sure Dillingham's further, but... You know,
is it the same price, or is it more?
No, it's way more to go.
Really?
Yeah, it's way more. Because there, you look at what's in between, you only have, like, Good News, Platinum, Togiak, small communities. Those communities all go through Dillingham. Well, Good News doesn't, but they can if they want. You can hitch a ride down there. But, yeah, it's just... economically, it's not feasible for the little airlines, I believe, is what it boils down to. Just not enough people in between.
So you're talking about it's not feasible because they're not generating enough revenue.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
On a national level, what do you think's how do you feel about what's going on with Clinton and our blonde guy? What's his name again? I forgot.
You mean the one that's going to win?
You think so, huh?
Oh, hell yeah. I think everybody in America knows that Hillary and Bill are two of the biggest liars in the world. It's been going on forever. No, I did not have sex with that woman. It's depends on what the meaning of the word is. They should have impeached him right from the get-go. Hillary's his legacy. She's been lying about anything and everything since, including attacking Monica Lewinsky when she says, yeah, we did have sex. Oh, that's a lying bimbo, more or less, you know. They're bought and paid for with the establishment that Bernie Sanders is trying to get rid of. Trump's trying to break up Wall Street, foreign government investment into campaigns. You know, I mean, America's going to have to make a choice, and she wants to take away all your guns. Who'd be stupid enough to give your gun up? You might need it someday just to keep America, America.
Yeah, that's true, but it also, it's helped for some of us. That's their lifestyle out here.
Well, not only that, but if they really wanted to stop gun violence, why don't they just go into Obama's hometown of Chicago and train special forces there to do the same damn thing, clearing, going door to door through the gangland territory. Mm-hmm. Clearing them out, cleaning them out. There's where you're gang-related. Mm-hmm. The Washington Post this week, one gang there has already killed 10 people this year.
Wow.
Just because they're mad. Yeah, they've killed 10. That's just one gang.
You heard about the shooting here at the AC Quick Stop, right?
Yeah, that guy has to be an idiot. That's like robbing, he ride away on a bicycle, that's like robbing a bank in Bethel.
Wow.
You know how you're going to get away?
think of it, Bethel, there's really nowhere to go unless it was the winter time. You know, but
yeah. And even then you still have to buy gas somewhere between here and Anchorage.
Yeah, true.
You know? I mean, you can't hardly pack enough gas. So, yeah, robbing the bank's not very productive in Bethel, I don't think.
You don't think so,
huh? Be the last of my choices if I was going to rob a bank.
Well, you'd probably do a good job at it, Willie, but getting away is the question.
Yeah, getting away is the question. Yeah, they're probably easier to rob here than anywhere else, but you ain't going to spend that money very well, I don't think.
No.
So, but other than that, fishing's excellent down here. Weather's been so-so. The garden's
growing
great.
So everybody got to fill their racks down there.
Oh, yeah, racks are all full. The river's so full of fish right now. Reds are hitting really good right now.
So you could jump in there and grab one with your teeth then?
Well, yesterday we were, Stella hooked a rainbow. We were still trying to catch anything and everything, but she hooked a rainbow. The rainbow was swimming around in the hole there, and she starts reefing up, and she says, "Boy, this is huge." Drags it up on the beach, and the rainbow had raced through the hole so many times that it had run a line through the mouth, open mouth of a red salmon.
Wow.
Instantly, he rolled and tangled his teeth in his jaws, so when she reeled this thing up, I'm going, well, there's one fish, and here, and that's like 3 foot above the hook, and I'm going, what the heck? Pulls a big red out of the water with a great big old rainbow on the other end of it.
Wow.
I'm going, that's pretty cool. I took pictures of that. I can prove that one. But now that was the first in 60 years of fishing.
Wow. You must be good luck somewhere.
I don't know. All I know is she took my rod and told me to keep
cleaning.
Hey,
I'm trying to give you a compliment, Willie.
Huh?
I'm trying to give you a compliment.
Oh okay. Thank you. But anyway, that's what I have. Sounds kind of slow.
It is. I don't know what's going on. It's weird for a Friday talk line, but, you know, I do appreciate everybody's call, so give us a call here.
You bet.
Thank you, Willie.
You bet.
Okay.
Be looking forward to seeing you this week.
All right.
Yep. Bye.
Bye. Okay, Walter. Good morning, Walter.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm here.
That's a good thing.
You know, the reason why I want to call is because of, the restrictions are restrictions, but to restrict the use of the 4-inch net, 4.5, 4-inch mesh net, wife and I, we usually put away a substantial amount of whitefish.
Mm-hmm.
And last year, this year, we couldn't do it because they restrict that 4-inch mesh net.
Mm-hmm.
And in using that 4-inch mesh net, we had caught jack salmon that we kept, you know, the little bitty ones.
Yeah.
And out of all that whole time that we used that 4-inch last year, we caught one that was probably 25 pounds, and we kept that.
Uh-huh.
It had gotten doubled over and just stayed there. So we kept that.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, that's a very small, you know, out of that whole time that we had that little net out, that was the one king that we got.
Mm-hmm.
That I could call a king. The rest were jacks.
Mm-hmm.
I wish those people would wake up and allow we natives to go ahead and use our 4-inch net so we can get, at least we can get our supply of whitefish too. And, you know, when we can have them early on in the spring when there's no
restrictions.
Well, there's restrictions. Even though there's, you know, 2 years ago, even though there's restrictions, we could use the 4-inch mesh.
Uh-huh.
And at that time, we got a lot of whitefish that, you know, that we use, even though we need silvers, reds, and those things, but the whitefish is also a help to our diet.
Mm-hmm.
But this way, the way they do it now, they restrict everything. We can't catch nothing. And by the time they open it up, well, the flies are out flying, you know, and are knocking all over the place and just ruining the good fish that we should be having.
Mm-hmm.
Our fishing time this year is so late. Martha and I, we take pretty good care of our fish, and we made it.
Mm-hmm.
There was a few that the flies had gotten, but those were cleaned up and fixed up.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not going to say this. I know some people still have fish hanging out there.
Mm-hmm.
And with the rain and the flies, a lot of that fish is going to go to waste.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that's any good. If you know, the fishing game, fishing wildlife, they restrict us. And yet when they finally open it, it's too late. Some people have to throw some good fish away. Some of them, a lot of fish away too, because they got ruined.
Mm-hmm.
I just thought I'd throw that by you and see if somebody will...
Well, when they have their next meeting, Walter, you know, they like to hear everything possible from everybody that has an opinion about something. So next time they have that meeting, I would suggest you go and, you know, voice your opinion and bring whoever you think needs to speak the same language as you and tell them how you feel about, you know, the restriction on the 4-inch, because, you know, like you said, it's for a certain type of fish, which is the whitefish, but, you know, obviously some other species will get caught, but not a whole lot.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I haven't attended one of those meetings in a long time, because what you say don't get adhered to, they don't listen to it.
But you just got to keep trying, Walter. You can't give up. I've never known you to give up on anything.
I give up lots of things.
That, no, yeah, you know, Walter, come on now.
Yeah, I should have called anonymous.
No, you're good.
All right, hey, but I'd like to hear what people think about, you know, what I just said.
Mm-hmm.
Because that whitefish does make a lot of difference. It, you know, wife and I, we buried 30 some couple years ago, and then we also hung maybe 50 or so.
Mm-hmm.
And that tided a lot of thing over, you know, at the time,
mm-hmm.
our food was expanded by that much.
Mm-hmm.
And that one king salmon that we caught on the net, that don't amount to nothing, you know,
mm-hmm.
just one fish out of, they've already gotten their
quota.
Quota, more than that, times
mm-hmm.
over.
Mm-hmm.
And yet they keep us locked down. Now they're open, but we have to go out there and get some for freezing. I can't take a chance on putting them out, sledding them. Somebody might want to talk.
Okay, thank you. Okay, good morning. Raymond, you're on the air.
Hello.
Go ahead, Ray, you're on the air.
You know what? There's a lot of public buildings that close after 5 p.m. and on weekends and holidays. You know, and then I want to talk to you about the Kelbrook School fire and the Akiak School fire and some other public buildings in the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. You know, when some buildings are built, some fire doors are installed, and some people say it could never happen here in this building, and the fire doors are not closed on weekends or after 5 p.m. I think some people take for granted, you know, we don't need these fire doors. A fire will never happen here, and fires are, you know, preventable from spreading. And many of these public buildings, you know, like, I wouldn't be surprised, you know, why the fire spread at the Kelbrook School, because probably the fire doors were not shut, but, you know, I just want to remind, you know, the BPSOs and all these nonprofits and public buildings that close after 5 p.m. and on weekends and holidays, you know, don't take for granted that it could never happen. You never know where and what a fire could strike anywhere. But, you know, I want to remind the schools and all the nonprofits and all the public buildings, you know, about why those doors are put there, you know, for safety reasons. But anyway, I thought I would bring that up. Okay, you guys have a good weekend.
You too, thanks.
Yeah.
Okay, I was just handed the note. The Napaskiak Festival starts today and tomorrow from 1 to 4 at the beach near the new clinic. Some prizes include 4 round trip tickets, couch, Danby washer, girls and boys bikes. Is it bikes or battery? Oh, okay. Girls and boys powered, battery powered motorbike. So I guess I didn't read the rest of that sentence. Again, today's Napaskiak Festival starts today and tomorrow, 1 to 4. Napaskiak, yeah. And what time did you say Quislik was starting? Noon? 12? 12 today? Okay. And tomorrow, right? Today and tomorrow. Phone number, share 543.
You are listening to Talkline, an open format where the public has the opportunity to voice their points of view. The opinions expressed are not those of Bethel Broadcasting staff, management, or board of directors. And now, here are your hosts.
No emails. So, yeah, send an email, give us a call. We got, you know, we got stuff that we'd love to hear from the public. And one guy, what's his name, Walter, wanted to know what people think about the restrictions on the 4-inch mesh. Okay, we do have a phone call. Good morning, Anonymous, you're on the air.
Oh, good morning. Now that city manager is gone, can they open up the dump for us poor people?
I don't see why not. I'd bring it up to Rick Robb, the mayor, and let him know, hey.
Okay, you know. Thank you.
Okay. I think it's open, I think, Monday through Friday, or Monday through Saturday, 8 to 5. I saw a post somewhere that it is open. I'd have to see if I could find it. Let's see here. I remember seeing something on it. Here it is. The landfill hours are Monday through Saturday from 8 to 5. Closed on Sunday. So they're definitely open Monday through Saturday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. So it's definitely open. But if you have the larger items, you have to contact them to have them disposed of from your property. If you got to go and fill a form out and fill it out so they could remove it from your property. Oh, it's on the news. They're going to be closing the dump on Saturdays? Oh, okay. Well, that's news to me. That's first I've heard of that one. If you want to know more about the dump, go to kyk.org. That's interesting. Good morning, Tom. You're on the air.
Hello, Joe. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing good.
Well, I just want to call and remind shareholders that tomorrow is our annual meeting.
Okay.
It's going to be in Anchorage at Change Point Church. It's right off Minnesota on Raspberry. Registration starts at 10. And then James Afghan's group, Miracle Drummers and Dancers, they're going to do a quick little performance at 12:30. And the meeting will start at 1 o'clock.
Do you know if you guys met your quorum?
The Inspector of Elections did let us know that we did meet quorum, yes.
Oh, we did?
Yes.
So you can have the meeting.
Thank goodness, yeah. Yeah, it'd definitely be very expensive if we had to reschedule the annual meeting.
Well, see, all your hard work in announcing it and telling us and reminding us and calling us paid off. You need to do that more often.
Well, yeah, definitely. You know, looking to reach out as often as we can, but as always, It's up to the shareholders to vote. It's our right and our responsibility to do so.
Mm-hmm. Well, we did our part. So, go ahead.
Oh, no, I was just going to say, hopefully early next week we'll be able to announce the certified results of the meeting. So we'll find out what directors were elected, and then the results of the one binding resolution that was up for vote this year.
I forgot what that binding resolution was.
It was actually about quorum. The average quorum is only 50.07%, and we have to, by INSA law, we have to get over 50%.
Uh-huh.
So we're just barely making quorum.
What was the percent this time?
I'm not sure. We'll have that information after the meeting.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. The Inspector of Elections will be able to announce that at the meeting.
Uh-huh. Is there anything else you need to add? How was your summer and your subsistence gathering going this year?
Actually, I was finally able to get out. My wife is from Dillingham area, so we went out and got some fish for her grandmother.
Mm-hmm.
And they've got some nice kings out there. Definitely miss those kings on the Kuskokwim.
Mm-hmm.
But we got some fish and gutted them and cleaned them and filleted them for her grandmother.
So you still got that expertise behind you cutting fish, huh?
I don't know if I'd call it expertise. But
well, you got the knowledge too, right?
Down. Yeah.
There you go. Well, you can't say you don't know how to cut a fish.
Exactly.
There you go. See?
You've got to keep on practicing.
Yeah. Well, practice makes perfect, right?
There you go. Exactly.
Okay. We'll be glad to hear from you once all this is, the meeting's over, and find out the results, and we'd sure appreciate your call when it does happen.
Absolutely. We'll actually have a special Trista call-in show this Saturday, the 14th.
Okay, great.
So that way, if anyone has any questions about the results, please feel free to call in this Saturday at 11 o'clock on KYUK.
Okay, great. Appreciate it, Tom. Thanks for the info.
Bye. Yeah.
We got Norman. Go ahead, Norman. You're on the air.
Hey, good morning, Joe.
Good morning.
I'm going to go bear picking the pocket, FYI.
If you give me your boat, I'll be happy. I won't bug you no more about anything and telling you to go back to you know where, and you
could
go be with your people in Washington. I'd stop harassing you.
Yeah. So speaking of the Pontiac, several weeks ago, my wife and I were fishing down in the Pontiac.
Uh-huh.
We were mainly fishing at the waters near Bethel and Nepusket, but we were fishing the areas that I grew up fishing in,
and
I was going to thank the department or the U.S. Fish and Wildlife for our opportunities for fishing this year. We all know that we didn't have a lot of fishing last year, and within the last couple weeks, we have been extremely grateful of the amount of fish that we had gotten.
Mm-hmm.
So the other thing that I was going to mention is, and the reason I had called you this morning, meaning to tell you for the last several weeks, now that I have a little bit of time on my hands, is that I got the Gillis, the shareholder pack, and in that pack there was some information about the Elder of the Year Award.
Mm-hmm.
So congratulations to the person who got it this year. I think it was Mike Williams, right?
I didn't even look. I just, when I get my, my information from Gillis, I look for the, I look for the voting paper, fill it out, and send it in. I'm yet to win anything like you, so maybe if you win something, you can split it with me.
Yeah. in the packet, there was some information about the Elder of the Year, and I think it was Mike Williams who had won, or who had gotten the Elder of the Year Award from Delista.
Mm-hmm.
Congratulations to him. At the same time, in that packet, there was a suggestion box that was provided by the board.
Mm-hmm.
So one of my suggestions was to the board, one of the suggestions that I had sent to the board was the Elder of the Year Award should go to Anthony Reardon for next year.
Mm-hmm.
She's not local. She's from, I forget where she's from, but I've read several of her books before, and she has done extensive studies of the Yupa culture,
mm-hmm.
and using her knowledge in education, she has documented tons of cultural documents of the Yupik culture. So, hands down to her that most of the things that we know about their Yupik culture will not be lost.
Mm-hmm.
And I really have to say, if a person had dedicated their entire career on documenting a culture, they should be worthy of an award.
Well, when we get
that's just my opinion, by the way.
Okay, when we get to the point where you're an elder, I'll vote for you.
Yeah.
Hopefully, that's not for another 25 years, huh?
Well, put it this way: I do have a few white hairs on my head. Is that worth enough for a vote yet?
Well, you're younger than me. Oh. Somebody has to vote for me before they vote for you.
Oh, yeah. Okay. All right. Well, anyway, enjoy the day today, Joe, and enjoy the wonderful afternoon that we're going to have today.
Yeah, don't forget about the festivals in Napaskiak and Kuitluk.
All right. We're kind of eyeing on the Kuitluk one, but that's not tomorrow yet.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay,
right.
You have a good day, Norman. Appreciate the call.
Yep,
okay. Okay, Cesari. Good morning, Cesari.
Hey, it's cold. It's good morning. You are alone?
I'm alone. I'm it.
Oh, boy. I said I haven't been very serious morning or asking for a subject.
Not but feeling too good.
And I really thinking we not get the people not get the fish. They get the fish too late and it's wet and wasting.
Uh-huh.
I think the fish, I don't think so. The fish is, you remember, the breakup is way early.
Uh-huh.
2 weeks, 3 weeks, almost early. And there's no fish in there. They close up really early too for fishing.
Uh-huh.
Right day before it freeze up, I put the net, there was shivery, you know, nothing, it's a full side net. And, so today they open up, you everybody come out and fish on the date when they allow fish. There was enough time to get some fish on the second time with the good weather. Normally, all these years, you just get back with the 20, 30 years back. The 4th of July, pretty much every 4th of July, there was a nice sunny day and wake after or two. And there was the time when the fish had time to dry on the skins or legs or whatever. Now, the climate is changed. And, the rain come early this year, the moist come early, the low pressure come early, the hot weather, there was May and end April, no May, pretty much there was dry. And early June, there was no fish in there. And the boil is coming. It looks like it's everything shifting in the world, shifting, the weather changing. You know how to blame it. It's who get right away and jump when they open up, they get the fish, they dry, and everything is perfect. But those who always get what they always will do, they're mistaken. They don't blame the fishing game or they are out of fishing and who won't get the fish, to get the fish, and you delay yourself and wait like every year before you get to mold up because the weather changing. It's not too us in there.
Mm-hmm.
I'm right or not, because you see that weather changing, the powder, the time when it was hot is now a little early. The breakup is a little early. The moist coming pretty early. The birds are really some are leaving from here.
Mm-hmm.
So this thing everything is changing and the fish get larger because it's too much moisture, but that is not because the fishing can get open right. Because everything get wet and moist when it's raining.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I think. It's not like, you know, I hear some voice, I don't know who was that, but we have not enough time, too late to open or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
That was my opinion for today. No fishing, get some light fish. I like light fish better than As a good friend of mine, we hunt together from the map, and he always, when we hunt together, he always bring the best fish what you get is the white smoked fish. Oh, boy.
So you've been here long enough to have a little bit of everything, huh?
I think I have everything. Not everything.
Have you tried the book or the...
For me, that was... If I stayed close enough, that was good enough for me.
You've tried the...
But I tried the fish, the white fish, that this thing caught my freezer. I have to change the freezer.
Uh-huh. You like that frozen white fish?
The frozen is good. Uh-huh. I like frozen white fish.
You tried the aged one?
This is the aged one, frozen one.
You know, I tried that one time. I got to admit, that's pretty good fish. That aged white fish?
Yeah, I tried fish. You know, after so many, so long, that frozen is good to eat. You know, eat fresh frozen.
Uh-huh.
And you get sick with it. But same thing in pike. I tried pike frozen too. I like crabs. And, you know, it's... Many things would is not different.
You tried the stinkheads too?
It's close enough when I stay close enough. If I be eating. My mouth is melting.
So did you get your share of the fish that you wanted this year?
Yeah, I have enough fish and I'm happy. I'm going to jar it up, silver, and vacuum pack of silver and jar them up and put them away. I always do silver because if you do that late in season, your fish be longer fresher. If you do early reds or whatever, pinks, put them now or king salmon, you get 3 months different, 4 months different. What the fish put in later season possible.
Uh-huh.
You put end August, so you have 2 months longer the fish be fresher. And You know, there's not enough time. You know, there is still time to freeze it, burn or something. But the period, frozen period is shorter time, not 3 months longer.
Okay, Cesare.
Okay, have a good day, good weekend.
You too.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye. We have an email, right?
Yeah, okay. There's three of them. This is from, I believe, Ray. Good morning. Just to clarify, the net size limits are 6-inch or less to include 4-inch mesh. The second one is in an anonymous email. It says, people need to be grateful for fishing game opening up for fishing. At least you have a taste and some for the winter. Please stop being greedy. It seems the only way they meet the escapement goal is by decreasing the numbers yearly. I'd rather have fishing closure for a few years, like they did for the moose. Now we see moose in and near Bethel. People can substitute other subsistence foods for their families, such as other species, fish, moose, caribou, smelts, berries, beavers, birds. Please think of the future. It may be hard now. It would be harder to see the salmon go for good. And then another one, it says, the Jalista call-in show is Thursday at 11 after Gutfachlaut, not Saturday.
Okay, great. Thank you. Well, Walter, I don't know if you heard that, but you can use your 4-inch mesh out there if you want to set your net. So hopefully that pretty much answered your question there, Walter, and hope you were listening, and I did appreciate your call. So somebody heard your comments, and you can use 4-inch, but like you said, you know, there's certain times to do certain things. Do we have time for one more caller? Okay, good morning. Vernon, you're on the air.
Yeah, good morning, Joe. Vernon.
How you doing?
Good. How are you doing?
Oh, I can't complain like you. I'm glad you got a haircut like me, though.
Yeah. Funny. Anyhow, well, hopefully Cesare gets his buck he's craving for.
Uh-huh.
Or any... Yeah. I just wanted to call and say a big thank you to my whole family, my brothers and my sister and in-laws and my nieces and nephews who's helped... helped with the fishing, hanging, drying, fishing, and especially my mother for her direction, how to do it while everybody else is working. So summer's winding down. Had a great summer so far. Berry picking yesterday. There's plenty of berries out there, lots of berries, ripe and ready to be picked. We went to PMO area right below Napawkiak, which was a good area. And we stopped by one place on the way back on the tundra, and there were plenty more. So people out there, this is the time to go get your berries if you haven't already. So I just wanted to say thank you, especially to my mother. Again, thank you, Mom. I love you. Thanks for the direction and how to and when to smoke your fish. Although, you know, you may be getting up there and can't really help much, I think your knowledge and direction will do wonders for the next generation of your grandchildren and children. And another thing, you know, people out there, there's a lot of stuff going on with the police department. Don't be afraid to call and report. If you can't get through to 911, 3781, call their landline. There's some festivals going on. I'd love to go to Nabuskiak today. So we'll see, if not by tomorrow. Again, you know, if you they're still out there, we cannot let down your guard regarding Donlin Gold. They're still out there pushing for Donlin Gold, and hopefully with the feds and, you know, Fish and Wildlife, with the closures these past few summers and the next few summers, I hope they're not in vain with Donlin Gold coming in. If they do come in, it's going to ruin everything that you all have worked for. So, you know, stand your ground, everybody out here in the Delta, YK Delta, no on Donlin Gold. And Jalissa, if you're hearing, annual meetings should be in Bethel, period. Okay, that's all I have to say, Joe.
So, sounds like you're getting ready to go back home. I mean, back to where you temporarily lived.
Maybe 2 or 3 weeks here, winding down, put the fish away for my mom. Hopefully go out one more day today, berry picking, if not by tomorrow, and head back. And
I thought you were going to stay till moose hunting season.
No moose hunting this year. You know, it's I think I did my share this with the family. It's been a great to be with my family and, you know, open some communications that, you know, are lacking in a lot of families out here. So you all, you know, communicate with one another. And, you know, that's the way you're going to resolve any personal or, you know, any situation, whether it's within a family situation or in a government or city situation. So you guys all talk, speak your mind, don't be afraid. And, you know, people will listen. Like you told Walter, don't give up. You got to keep on talking. And if you give up, you know, it's going to happen and continue happening. So
sound like you'd make a good city manager.
Well, good luck to the next one out here. Hopefully they get somebody local, you know, and keep it local pretty much because, you know, there's a lot of outsiders that are coming in and leaving, period. So that's all I'm going to say about that.
Mm-hmm.
So to all my friends out there, it's great to see you all and hope to see you before I leave soon. And, again, Mother, thank you so much for all you do and all you've done, and we love you.
How's your mom doing, by the way?
She's fine.
She's doing good?
She's doing good. The weather is a factor in, you know, her pains and aches and pains. But
you give her a hello for me and a kiss and hug.
I sure will, Joe.
And you tell her from me.
Oh, yeah, I sure will.
Tell her I told you so.
All right, be on it, Joe.
Okay.
All right, take care. All right, bye.
Okay, this has been another edition of Friday Morning Talkline. This has been Joe Moses. I appreciate everyone's call, comments, and your thoughts and opinions, and they do matter. So, like Vernon said, don't give up. Stand up for what you think is right. Voice your opinion. Happy Friday. If you're going out, be safe. Wear your PFD, and make sure you let somebody know where you're going and when you're going to be back. Happy Friday. Express yourself.